This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today is the funeral for the teacher who was shot and killed a week ago at Abundant Life Christian School. Erin West was 42. Friends say she dedicated her life to serving others and to her faith, and that made her a perfect fit at Abundant Life. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Ruby Vergara was laid to rest over the weekend. Loved ones remembered her for her musical talents, which she loved to share, and her special bond with her animals. And a scare in Belleville, a 12-year-old student may face charges after allegedly plotting to harm themselves and school staff. Fellow students reported it a week ago and told officials what the child was saying. The 12-year-old was referred to Dane County Juvenile Court on charges of disorderly conduct and making terroristic threats. That student was not taken into custody, but they're no longer allowed on school grounds, and there are still more discipline decisions in the works. Belleville police thanked other students for taking it seriously and coming forward. If you're looking for ways to give, the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community is now near $70,000. Almost 700 people have donated. You can find a link to it on our website, WMDXradio.com. Gas prices are holding relatively steady for the holiday. That's good news for the 2.1 million Wisconsinites driving somewhere this week. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices increased last week, rising 3.7 cents for an average across the state of $2.81 per gallon. Despite the expected increase, prices in Wisconsin are still 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but over 7 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices may hold near recent levels this week. However, in our area, stations will likely be rolling back prices after the recent hikes in competition with nearby gas stations. It will pay to check prices before you fill up. You may be able to save as much as 25 to 50 cents per gallon depending on where you fill your tank.
And a reminder that if your normal trash day is Tuesday or Wednesday, there are some changes this week. Within Madison city limits, if you usually put out your garbage and recycling on Tuesday, today is garbage day for you. If it normally gets picked up on Wednesday, yours will get picked up on Thursday. Now, that's just for the city of Madison, but lots of other municipalities will be on similar schedules. There are lots of ways you can give back, and it doesn't just have to be monetarily. Tomorrow is the big blood drive at the Alliant Energy Center. We can all get so busy this time of year, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But the spirit of giving is what the holidays are all about. Rebecca Rockhill from the Red Cross.
We see people getting into the celebrations and the gatherings of the holidays. People tend to schedule less or cancel more for their blood donations. They're thinking more about other things. And so it's really important that we continue to donate.
The Christmas Eve blood drive is tomorrow at the Alliant Energy Center. It runs from 7 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I checked. There are still tons of times available. And if you need a last-minute gift for someone in your life, we've got an idea that you can pay for online right now and your loved one could use all year long. It's a pass to our Wisconsin State Parks. Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin.
You're going to provide them with 12 months of access to all the state parks and state forests. And next year actually marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system too. So visitors, they can expect a wide array of events at all the state parks that are celebrating this important milestone, really making that vehicle admission sticker an even greater gift.
For Wisconsin residents, a year-round state park pass is $28. That fee is even lower for seniors. Lucky for you, no traffic and no long lines. You can buy state park passes on the DNR's website. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, Wisconsin with a 76-53 victory over the Detroit Mercy Titans at the Kohl Center. A good performance from Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter, who had a double-double. Head coach Greg Gard.
I thought the two bigs, Crowell and Winter, were good, were efficient. Obviously, the numbers bear that out. Nolan's ability to rebound at a high level get to the line. You know, we didn't shoot the three great, but I thought we had really good looks and defensively did a lot of good things to keep the ball out of the paint.
NBA, the Bucks in Chicago tonight against the Bulls. NFL, Saints head coach Darren Rizzi says, although Alvin Kamara is out for tonight's game, he'll rely on his other running backs, including former Packer Jamal Williams.
You know, Kendre could kind of pick up where he's left off the last couple of weeks. Jamal Williams has had many, many games in that division, in that stadium, and he's had some really good ones. Obviously played for them and played within the division with Detroit, so he's got experience there. I think, you know, between Kendre and Jamal and Jordan Mims, like I said, I think you'll see all those guys at some point during the game. It is going to be a committee approach, and I think we got to do a great job accentuating the positives of each of those players.
Kickoff tonight at Lambeau Field, 7:15. The Saints are 5-9, but Matt LaFleur says he's not taking them lightly.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of the show The Office should definitely check out The Office Ladies podcast hosted by Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey. Fischer played Pam in The Office, and Kinsey played the incredibly judgmental Angela. The two regularly share inside info about the show, like that Amy Adams almost did not get the role in the season one finale as the hot girl because they thought she looked too much like Jenna Fischer. Someone else was cast, but even after a day of shooting, producers realized that she wasn't right for the role and gave it back to Adams. Adams did a total of three episodes in the role of Katie, who ended up dating Jim. If you're looking for a good holiday binge series, here's a Pete pick. Black Doves on Netflix. Keira Knightley leads a solid cast and plays a spy as her character seeks revenge on the organization that killed her lover. The lover is not her husband, who happens to be the ambassador to China. I'm three episodes in. So far, so good. 28 Years Later is the third installment of the 28 Days franchise. It is the first installment in a new trilogy that starts with 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple will be the second installment in the new zombie trilogy and is scheduled for release on Martin Luther King Day in 2026. 28 Years Later opens June 20th, 2025. Billy Bob Thornton likes to play loose and less predictable roles. That was his answer when asked why he turned down popular villain roles. In an interview with Deadline, the actor said he turned down roles in Spider-Man as the Green Goblin and as an arms dealer in Mission Impossible 3. Thornton says he had no interest in sitting for 5 hours while being made up green, and in regard to Mission Impossible 3, says he didn't want to be the guy trying to kill Tom Cruise, adding that when you are a bad guy on that level, that is how people remember you. He's right. Still can't get Sling Blade out of my head. HBO is making a preemptive renewal for Dune Prophecy. The network announced ahead of last weekend's season one finale that there will be a season two. The show that stars Olivia Williams and Emily Watson is a prequel based on the novel called Sisterhood of Dune. All six episodes of the season can be viewed on Max. The Brutalist is currently playing in theaters and has received incredible reviews. The film stars Adrian Brody, who threw himself into the role, saying it was very fulfilling to work himself into exhaustion. The way Brody described the casting process sounded exhausting, too, as he was cast, then replaced, then ultimately found his way back into the lead role of a Jewish architect relocating to America after the Holocaust. Brody and the film are receiving great reviews and serious Oscar buzz. If you plan to check it out, though, pack a lunch, as the film is a healthy 3.5 hours long. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect through mid-afternoon for some freezing drizzle and light snow that will end later today. Our high near 36 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 32. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.